Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since I left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. ZZ Top, Billy Dusty Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Now two awards. That's right. I'm very excited. We've won two separate awards, a publishing award and a content award for that book, The Age of the Customer. And you can find that at ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of himself of a number of different books. A novel series, the Stephen Grant novel series, which I encourage you to check out. Also, Chuck versus the World. Did I say that one right, too, Ray? I don't have that one in front of me right now either, for some reason.
Chuck versus
and
the
other, other. Oh, also, and your intellectual property book, right?
Right. We got Chuck versus the Business World, and we've got Unleashing Small Business Through IP.
That's it. Yes.
There you go.
For some reason, they didn't make it to my studio today. I don't know what happened, but I know most of them. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, one of the most interesting things that to me, being a kind of a nerd and not having a life, is the impact that the dollar exchange, the currency exchanges have on business. And a lot of small businesses, typically this isn't top of their mind. But one of my jobs, I think, is to help them realize that when the dollar is weaker, which a lot of people think is a bad thing, and in some ways it may be, that actually is good for our business because it helps our goods and services be more likely to be traded and bought from us and sent overseas in the form of exports. When the dollar strengthens, it hurts exports and helps imports. And we need to, as small business owners in a global economy, we need to keep up with this coming and going, don't we?
We do. Well, there's a lot to pull apart on a trade front, and in the short run, what you just said is absolutely correct to a certain degree, because you got to also look at
don't hurt yourself patting me on the back there, Ray.
Well, you have to look at a whole host of things. First off, you know, why would the dollar be weakening? You know, that might point to ills in our own economy, right? So a strong,
mm-hmm.
I've never argued
right.
that a strong dollar is bad news. If you have a strong dollar, that means people are investing here. That means growth is probably strong. And over the longer haul, prices adjust. And
right.
I don't think,
right.
I think it's
long term.
Growth.
I agree with you. Long term, a strong
yeah.
dollar is great.
Yeah.
It's
economic
better.
Growth is more important. Yeah. The interesting thing on trade, though, that really drives me nuts. Is this idea of, and there, people are fed this, you know, you flip on morning talking heads talking about the economy and so on, is that a U.S. trade deficit is bad. So if we have a larger trade deficit, it's bad news for the economy. If we have a smaller trade deficit, it's good news. Unfortunately,
and a trade deficit is where we buy more stuff than we sell.
Correct. And the problem is that that's completely, the record points the exact opposite. So, you know, for example, the data that just came out, said that our trade deficit shrank to its lowest level in more than 5 years. Well, shouldn't we all be excited about that? My goodness, the economy must be doing great, right? Well, unfortunately, no. And if you look at what's happened over the last several months, there's an enormous amount of things to be concerned about on the trade front. Exports have declined for several months running now. Four straight months we've seen a decline in exports.
But isn't that a direct connection to the strengthening of the dollar?
You know, again,
the
in the short term, that's part of it. But when you look at, again, history and, you know, this trend here, now we've got the export level down to, you know, a level we haven't seen since 2012. Well, that's
so
troubling.
You,
and guess what?
So you're concerned, that the export drop is can't hide behind the trade, the
right.
currency issues.
Right, because guess what?
All right, so what's causing what you're saying is something more systemic. What's causing that?
Yeah, well, let me get to the other side, by the way. Imports have fallen as well. So imports are declining as well. So we have essentially a decline in the last several months of trade in general.
That's an economic concern, isn't it?
Exactly. That speaks to concerns about the U.S. economy, and it speaks to concerns about our trading partners. You know, when imports, I try to tell people over and over again, imports are not bad. If imports are growing, that means our domestic economy is growing. Consumers are buying more. Businesses are buying more capital goods. That's a good thing. We're not seeing that right now.
If exports are unilaterally good and not imports so much, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But when they're both down,
exactly,
So
this is what's going on in terms of the trade numbers over the last few months, and I don't hear too many people talking about it, and it concerns me to a significant degree because, you know, when you look at the overall, as I said, it ties back to overall economic growth, our economic well-being. How are we competing in the international marketplace? But again, also, what's going on with our trading partners? So I think, again, and I'm an optimist, Jim, but I'm a realistic optimist. And, you know, it's been tough to be an optimist over the last, what, 7-8 years?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at these numbers, these are types of signals that really do concern me.
So write that a little bit larger over the next 2-3 years. What do you see? 30 seconds.
Wow, 30 seconds. Well, we have to see what happens with this continuing trend. But the bottom line is we have to see what's going on in terms of economic growth for our trading partners. That's a real concern, obviously, in terms of exports. And exports are a big deal.
Well, Japan's still having a tough time. The Europe is not exactly setting the woods on fire. We've got, you know, we've got, we're
in
trouble with...
In terms of our major trading partners, really only Mexico is doing pretty well. Everybody else is having problems.
How about Canada?
Canada's not doing so hot either, no.
How about Canada?
No, not doing so hot.
Yeah. And it's very interesting, folks. So take that information that Ray's provided us and use it appropriately. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come with Ray Keating after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.